even though it's ours, it still doesn't really feel like ours, even though we say it is, but in reality it ain't. Oh, well, when we say it is our land and this and that, it is, but in reality it ain't. We can go light a fire and I guarantee you the coppers be down there putting it out. And it's not really our land. And that, to me, drives me nuts, because when it's our land, and we know it's our land, and then you got coppers and people coming down and telling you, you know, put that out and blah, 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 like, it just shows you that it's not really our land. That's what I mean. You know, the door's open, but it's for them to come in and, you know, sit at the table too, and I can, to build the relationship, you know, with our people and that. But, you know, all this Black Lives Matter and all these things happening now, it's, yeah, that's good that, you know, it's unfortunate that happened from something bad, but, yeah, like, in our own country, like, you know, it's, it broke my heart when I seen that, you know, 400 black fellas deaf in custody and not one conviction for it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that shows us that there's no justice in that, but, you know, we can, these are all evidence on our side to show that they ain't listening, and, you know, we just want someone to listen and open their hearts and close their eyes and listen, you know, and look at what we're trying to explain, I suppose.